Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. Amidst the pandemic, people trashing many of our Southern California coastal cities and beaches.
There is a new type of trash showing up on and near Southern California's beaches. It's all connected to the pandemic.
Gloves and masks. We've been finding a lot of personal protective equipment close to the top 10 in terms of the number of items that have been removed from the environment.
Evan Schwartz speaking with KNX. He's with the California Coastal Commission. They did a big cleanup with more than 10,000 volunteers.
Picked up over 6,000 of them.
Plastic grocery bags have been showing up too. They were banned, but then the ban lifted because of the pandemic.
To try to pick trash up before the rains come and wash all that trash out to the ocean.
He and so many other groups urging people to be more responsible. If you're done with PPE or any other type of trash, toss it responsibly. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A new coronavirus test developed by UCLA scientists could lead to faster results. The FDA just approved emergency use of the test, which researchers say can provide results within 12 to 24 hours.
We add a molecular barcode, which you can imagine is something like a sticker to each sample, that when we do the analysis and we look at all the results, we can actually figure out which out of all the samples that we mixed together actually has coronavirus.
That's Eleazar Eskin, chair of the UCLA Department of Computerized Medicine, computational medicine, that is, and part of the team that worked hard on this test. She says the goal is to test the entire UCLA population twice a week, starting soon. It only costs $10 a test, and they say that tens of thousands of tests can be done at a UCLA lab of just 10 people. For many Californians, it's a struggle to get unemployment benefits, with the EDD overwhelmed with claims. But now thousands of people with accounts are seeing them frozen. Without warning.
It is coming as a big, unwelcome surprise. One day, they use their Bank of America debit card to access their unemployment benefits, and the next day, the card gets declined. This EDD call center employee spoke anonymously to KGO-TV in San Francisco.
And I had a poor guy standing in the parking lot calling me, saying, I just called Bank of America. They said that you locked my account. What am I going to do? And this poor guy is ready to cry. Because he can't get his groceries, your heart breaks.
While he acknowledges that people are outraged by this, former EDD director Michael Burnick tells KNX it's tied to the new aggressive anti-fraud effort being implemented by the department.
If EDD did nothing about fraud, people would say this is outrageous. EDD is just giving away money.
He says it really is a balancing act between speed and fairness for individuals and mandates to tackle fraud. Close to 360,000 debit cards are reported being reviewed. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Chino police have caught all three men accused of both an armed carjacking and the shooting of an officer. Chino Police Sergeant Jesus Jaquez telling KNX they fired at the officer after she got a call about a carjacking on Oaks Avenue.
It is unclear how many shots were fired towards the officer, but the vehicle was struck at least twice.
The officer did not shoot back. Jaquez tells us three men then ran off. The first quickly caught. The second was found after shooting himself. They say it was a suicide attempt. The third was caught a few hours later.
The scene has been cleared. However, there's still a large police presence because of the investigative steps that need to take place.
The man who shot himself was rushed to a local hospital. An elderly man in Orange County is in intensive care this morning after getting stabbed several times. Orange County Sheriff's deputies say the man got into a conflict of some kind with another man in his 20s. At the entrance of a gated community, it's unclear if the two men knew each other. The younger man was arrested for suspicion of attempted murder. Firefighters say they were able to save most books during a fire at the L.A. Public Library branch in Pacific Palisades. This fire started this morning inside the library. This is on North El Morial Drive.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. It appeared to have started in the attic, and which is why it took firefighters 58 minutes to extinguish the flames, because it was hard to access. It was a very stubborn fire.
LA City Fire's Nicholas Prangforest there. The fire sprinklers, he said, were already going when firefighters arrived at the scene. Should point out no one was hurt. And, of course, all city libraries have been closed because of coronavirus concerns. Well, your phone may be asking you to vote yes on Prop 22. Uber and Lyft are facing some criticism for pushing pop-up messages that support the proposition for the November ballot that they're largely bankrolling. The pop-up ads say if voters fail to pass the proposition that would exempt companies from ending independent contractor status for drivers, it could lead to longer wait times and higher prices. Riders then have to push a confirm button. Uber tells the LA Times they updated the pop-ups to make it clear the button is only to continue the ride and not necessarily to support the proposition. App-based gig workers are actually gathering at this hour outside LA City Hall to demonstrate against Prop 22.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.